Welcome to a new series in this podcast. For this series, I'll be discussing special topics, so make sure you are following our podcast, Chase and Sunset. We have some exciting discussion on this podcast, and definitely want you to be part of this conversation. But for today's episode, we are discussing $1 homes that's currently sold in Italy, Sicily, Italy, and a couple other cities in Italy. We've seen this trend on YouTube where a lot of expatriates are moving to these inexpensive places, more commonly Italy right now. I mean, who wouldn't want to live in Italy? Great weather, awesome food, very slower pace of life. And majority of the, exodus of Americans are moving towards that sort of lifestyle. So this is something that I'm actually personally interested in, and I'll probably be exploring myself. I'm a little bit skeptical going into it, because I think that, is one of those things, is it too good to be true? How can someone sell a plot of land that already has a structure on that property for a dollar? There's a bit of a catch to it, so buyers beware. In Italy right now, Sicily, Italy, and I think there's another city in Italy that I'm interested in, Mezzoline, Italy. There is several homes, I think over 200 homes currently, that is advertised as sold for $1 euro. So the exchange rate would be about $1.05, if we ever use cents anymore, to purchase the home. So you actually pay that money, and you get their deed for the home. But there's more to it in the process. So one of the other condition is, yes, you pay a dollar and you are getting the home, but the home does require that you put in renovation. So you have to renovate the home as part of the condition of the city selling you the home. You have to pay the renovation, the home, and it typically costs between, depend on which sort of luck you get in terms of your research and the home that you find, you pay about $3,500 in transaction fee, and renovation costs is part of a requirement for you to get that deed. Renovation costs depend on your interior designing, and it depends on the physical structure of that home. Renovation costs can be upwards of $50,000. So the question is it really worth it? And is it something that, it's like one of those things where you see something that's cheap, but it's like made in China cheap, where you use it like one or two times and it breaks down. And that makes me very curious, but I am going to try it. So basically, what you have to do is you have to first get in contact with a realtor. So I did find one place that looked nice from photo, and then I emailed the realtor company that I'm interested in this $1 home or 1 euro home in Mezzoline, Italy. And one thing that I guess there's so many benefits here from the city, because now in terms of finalizing transaction, you are required to be there to collect the keys. So she outlined the process. The first step is you have to go and visit the city, which makes sense that you're buying a $1 investment. You have to go there. You have to book a flight, travel to Europe, travel to Italy. So you're paying all the fee of flight and costs and everything to go there. Next, you have to sign a bunch of paperwork. It's in a foreign language, so they do provide translation services. You have to sign all these paperwork, put down your deposit, and then you have to make that commitment to your renovation. You have to create a plan of what you want to renovate the house to, and you have to submit that as part of the condition. The challenge is the condition of the home. So I watched YouTube a little bit, and I saw some horror stories of some of the houses where the roof was collapsed. There's mold, there's plumbing, there's structural integrity of the home that's questionable. So you might have to eventually like rebuild the home in a sense, or reinforce the structure, which costs money. Materials is very hard to get because the Sicily or mezzaline is a more remote location, so it's very hard to get building material. And then contractors, there's not a lot of contractors in the area, so you have to pay the contractor. So all in all, is it really $1, or is it you're just putting up money for the city to get a better house? You're paying all these contractors so they have jobs. You're paying flights to that city, so there's more investment that Italy is gaining from you, because you have to pay for flight, you have to pay for transportation, you have to pay this deposit fee, you have to sign this loyalty pledge to renovate the home. So it does seem like a scam, but if it does work and you're successful, you eventually own a home in Italy, however dilapidated or whatever the structure is, for fairly low cost. Now, in comparison, a home currently in the US and North America can range anywhere from $500,000 and above. So rarely you'll find homes that are livable lower than $500,000. And if you do find a home that's lower than $500,000, it requires renovation, which drives the cost back to $500,000. And in certain cities, like I'm thinking New York, you cannot find a home at $500,000. Most of the homes, because of the population growth, most of the homes are in excess of $800 and above. So you do have that foreign investment. There is a danger side to owning a foreign investment, because let's play this out. You're able to secure a home in mezzaline Italy for, let's say, $1.50, and you pay the $3,500 transaction documentation fee. You put maybe $15,000 of your own money in renovation, painting, flooring, kitchen. Keep in mind, most of these homes don't have kitchen, plumbing, electrical, all that stuff. And if you're lucky, it's $15,000. And then after that, you decide that you're going to visit. So you're paying flights, you're paying transportation, you have to secure food, you're going to be visiting twice a year. Then on top of that, your core like home is in the US. So when now tax time comes around, you have to declare that you own a foreign property, and now you have to pay taxes on that foreign property. So all in all, it does seem like you are getting the worst end of the stick. It's one of those like you're being used as like one of those earthworm. So you are the worm, and you're cast on a fishing rod, and depends on your luck. You'll get bitten by a small little tiny fish, which is good for you, or you get one of those big fish that bites you and crush you as the earthworm. So there are some horror stories on this here. I encourage you to check YouTube out for some of the testaments of people who have had some terrible experience of buying these $1 home. But there are some people who have struck gold. One woman on YouTube I saw, she purchased a home with 5 bedrooms and 4 full baths with an amazing view of the coastal line in mezzaline. So sometimes it is lucky that you get like that type of investment, but the chances are it's far and few, and it's a huge risk financially to put up for something that may be structurally stable or something that might not. Now let's talk about why these homes are selling for $1. So not only is it a way for the city to draw tourism to those cities that had these mass migration of young people, But most of these houses were destroyed in the 70s when Mezzelin or Italy had a really horrible earthquake that shattered a lot of these homes. And a lot of the owners of these homes just left, migrated, stopped paying taxes. So the city was able to repossess these homes and decided we're going to auction some of these homes off, or we are going to try to sell them for a dollar and get foreigners to come buy these homes, but require these foreigners to pay a lot of money in renovation of these homes. And if the foreigners cannot pay the renovation or fulfill their agreement on the purchase of the homes, the city will repossess the home, and then the city is able to auction it off. So it's a vicious cycle. It's a huge risk, but it could equal a huge reward in the end of the day. But you have to be smart about investments like these. But I do feel like this might be something that more and more people in 2025, 2026, like going forward, most people will now start to move from where they settled. And maybe that's what we're seeing right now, the early transition of people who lived their whole life in North America decide to move on and start a whole new generation in a different continent or a different part of the world. And maybe that's good. Maybe that's good for us human that we're not so comfortable with our own home, but we're experiencing different culture and we're experiencing different life and climate, and we evolve. Maybe that is what sometimes our generation need as an evolution, and maybe this is a good start. So I wish it wasn't such a risky sort of offer, but I think ultimately it might hopefully be competition, might become much safer. And the concept is amazing, but I think it feels like you as the person purchasing a $1 home feel like you are getting ultimately ripped off. But I'll document my experience. I'm definitely in contact with the realtors to see what kind of requirements they'll ask. And hopefully that's one of my trips in the future, is visiting that city and touring some of these houses, and maybe there's something here that I would feel comfortable investing. But I did want to bring this information to you that there's more and more cities that should encourage foreigners to come and inject some life and energy into these cities, especially cities that are hit heavy or hit really bad with bad weather or bad economic disaster. Encourage foreigners to come invest, lower the price, lure foreigners in, and ultimately, you will see a massive transition in that city. And hopefully, this is something that every one of those cities can invest in and really advertise to draw that investment and develop the city. So, putting this out there, I hope some people agree on this point. I know the other side of the coin here, we are displacing folks who live in those cities for so many years. We're displacing them when foreigners come, destroying the culture, maybe destroying their rich history, and the design of the city becomes a little bit more modern versus that antique design. So it does, on the other side, affects generations that are older, might not be welcoming. But ultimately, for growth, I think it's a good strategy and business idea. So let's see. Make sure you are following the podcast. I'll have more content. I'll have more update on my journey of this $1 home in Europe. And it's pretty exciting. And hopefully, if it's good news, most of you folks here listening to the podcast might be interested and might also explore that idea of purchasing homes out there in Europe.